If you've read the in the news article today, which starts up with the caption "Gay Marriage Row at Miss USA Show," you'll know that just today, recent Miss USA pageant, as they call it, it's not one of the things that I frequent. Or even necessarily support as the type of thing that nice, chaste ladies should be doing. But still, I found it quite interesting when I saw the headlines that here was this American girl for whom becoming Miss USA is the peak of everything, and based on what she believed, based on principles, when she was interviewed about what she thought about same-sex marriage, she said, "I don't believe in it. It's not the way I was raised, and it's not my values." Considering that her values of strutting around in public, in skimpy clothes and so on, is not one that we share. But still, I applaud someone for being willing to stand out against the increasing tide of such politically correct conduct. You could say degradation rather than conduct, and being willing to sacrifice what she said herself, as well as the moderator who asked her the question, and I believe perhaps the judges, that she would have actually won. She sacrificed her crown because she wanted to be judged on the basis of who she was, not simply on some externals or what people wanted her to be. And whereas we as devotees also share her stand about same-sex marriage, and I'm not going to get into that in depth because that wasn't really what I was emphasizing by this commentary. Marriage should be between different sexes. That's the way it works, because what is the purpose of marriage? Marriage is meant for bringing and children into this world and raising them in Krishna consciousness. Since that doesn't work with same sexes, therefore it should be obvious that even if you don't believe in God, that there's some kind of natural plan or natural law that one is transgressing. And neither is the currently increasing praxis of same-sex couples adopting children something that is a solution to that natural law that same-sexes don't have children. But back to the real principle, which is standing by our principles, which is speaking what we think, speaking what we've learned from Srila Prabhupada, from scripture, and not worrying about what others say or think, not making material calculations that perhaps will lose some followers, perhaps as a consequence of losing followers will then also leave finances. How will we be able to maintain our temples? No, Srila Prabhupada repeatedly and in many places emphasized that our business is to please Krishna, is to please the acharyas. If we please them, then our life is perfect. We shouldn't make mundane calculations, thinking that we need to make some type of adjustment or compromise in the philosophy in order to progress Krishna consciousness. But Krishna consciousness will not be progressing, it will be regressing, because we won't be spreading Krishna consciousness like that. We'll be spreading something else. We'll be spreading mixed devotional service at best. And this lady was also willing to take chances and willing to risk the consequences for what she believed. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was greeted by some of his disciples, they went out preaching to some engagement, and one of his disciples stood up and challenged a very well-known Mayavadi and called him names. All the other devotees were quite upset, thinking that, well, who knows, probably some of their own patrons went to see this Mayavadi and would then become offended and not support the temple. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very pleased. He said, yes, he's done the right thing. He's spoken up, he's spoken strongly, and he's spoken the truth. So we should also speak up, especially when we're solicited and asked for our opinion, and we should speak the truth, because that's our business. If, as a result of speaking the truth, we find ourselves in an unfavorable situation, some type of financial difficulty, losing some of our supporters, why is it that we want to worry? Look at the Christians who stood up for their beliefs, and they were willing to risk being thrown to the lions and the Colosseum and so many other types of atrocities. Why? Because they would not compromise. Similar things happened during the Inquisition, where people had to denounce their non-Catholic faith in order to be freed from being burnt as a witch, but because they wouldn't do that. Therefore, they suffered the consequences. Here in Budapest, there's one mountain. For those of you who've been there before, when you come across the Elizabeth Bridge and you driving straight against a hill, that hill is called Mount Gellert. And Gellert was a Christian monk who lived on top of that hill. When the Turks came here, they were here for quite some time, I think 120 years in Hungary, they persecuted him. He wouldn't recant from his beliefs or from doing what he knew was God's calling, which is to teach, and that was Catholicism, to others. So Muslims placed him in a barrel, and they hammered spikes into the sides of the barrel and rolled him down the hill, mountain. Obviously, he died. But he was willing to sacrifice. Just recently was the observance of Easter. For those of Christian faith, once again, Jesus Christ wasn't willing to compromise his beliefs, even knew, though he actually knew that he was being betrayed. He wasn't even willing to run away, knowing that his life was in danger. So this is real determination and willingness to stand up for the truth, which we should expect that, like all other religious traditions, Krishna conscious devotees have been and will be faced with. The devotees in Russia went through so much difficulties and persecution. Same thing with devotees in Armenia and places like that. So although we may not be faced with similar types of physical abuse, but at least we should be willing to accept the frowns, the scorn of a certain class of people who, all in the name of being liberal, embracing all types of conduct and behavior, are willing also to compromise the basic principles of morality and humanity as they're given to us by God in the scriptures. let's stand out for what, let's stand behind what we believe. If that means standing out, stand out for what we believe, and be willing to take the consequences of that. Anyway, hurrah for Miss California. She was Miss California. She could have become Miss USA. Let's not do less than what she did. Hare Krishna.